Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesach bis Nedarim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Ho oimel l'chaveroi, this person says to his friend, Koinem shani nehenalach, what I will have, hanor from you, is a koinem, im ein atabah, if you're not going to come, then noite levenecha, and take for your sons, take for your children, kar echad shel chitin, kar is a measurement, it's a big measurement, it's 30 saw. Right, a mikveh has 40 saw of water, this is 30 saw of chitin. Kar echad shel chitin, one kar of wheat, and two barrels of wine. He's giving him a very big gift. And if you don't come and take this gift, a neder goes into effect. What I will benefit from you will be a kainim. Lemaisa, this friend does not want to come take this gift. Zakta Mishnah reza yachal hafer es nidrai. He has a way of undoing the neder. Shaloya pi chacham, without having to go to a chacham. V'yoymalai, the friend can say to him, look, why are you making this neder? You're not angry at me. You're trying to be nice to me, right? You're doing it for my honor. So I'm telling you, zehu kvaidi, that for me not to take the gift, that's my kavod. What's your purpose of the gift? My kavod. So, good. This is my kavod. Ah, I was offered such a gift and I'm not taking it. So I satisfy the neder. I can go around and say, you know, I could have had plenty of food for my children. I am supporting them. I'm not taking any gifts. So you achieved your goal. V'chein, says the Mishnah Vayter, azoy oichet ho'imel ha'veiroi, if someone says to his friend, koinem sha'ata nehenili, what you will benefit from me as a koinem. Im einat above nois libni, if you don't come and give my son, kar shel chitin, a kar of wheat, u'shtei chaviyah shel yayin, and two barrels of wine. Here it's the other way around. Remeir says, Asr Achiyit. Well, this chaver is going to be Asr to have enough from him until he gives the wheat and wine to his son. Whereas V'chachamim say, Avzeh Yachal L'Hafer Es Nidroi Shelo El Pichachem, even this one, here the one who made this neder, he has a way out of it, can undo this neder without having to go to a chacham. V'yoymali can say to his friend, Harei Ani Ki'ilu Iskabalti, you know what? It's as if I received it. I demanded a gift from you. I'm telling you right now, it's as if I received the gift. I said the neder is until I get my gift, so I feel like I got it. Now I can support my son on my own. It's fine. Now you have to understand something, explains the Tosfos Yom Tov over here. In the first case, I'm trying to be a nice person, saying, Koinem shanin henalach, if you don't come and take for your children a kor echad of chitin shtecha v'yashayayin. So here, it's mistarva to say, I was trying to be nice to you, fine. So if you consider this being nice to you, that you don't take it, that satisfies the nether. But here, and I'm not trying to be so nice, here I'm saying, koinem sha'ata nehenali, if you don't come and give my son a kar shel chitin shtecha v'yashayayin. So the chayrav here, he means it literally. That's what the mayor says, no, no. Unless he gives it, the nether goes into effect. But the chachamim say, even here too, I can say, you know what? It's as if I got it. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, hoye misarven boy. The people were like pushing him, lo seis basa chose, to marry his sister's daughter. But Tanura explains why this was a common practice, even preferred. He doesn't want to. So maybe they pushed him just a little bit too much. So V'omar, he says, koinem shehina hanesli li aylam. What she will ever have enough from me is a koinem. V'chein is a yoichet, zok the Mishnah Vayter, a megarish es ishtoi, if someone divorces his wife. V'omar, and he says, koinem ishti nehenes li li'olam, what my wife will have enough from me is a koinem indefinitely. So now she can't remarry him. Zok the Mishnah, hari elu mitaris lihanes li. Both his niece, his sister's daughter, and the woman he was once married to, they could have hanah from him. Why? When he said the word koinem over here, he meant to say he's not going to marry them. He didn't mean that they can't take a peanut butter sandwich from him. He didn't mean other kinds of hana. Because it's pasha to us from what was going on that this is what he was trying to say. No, no, I'm not going to marry her. No, we're getting divorced and I'm not taking you back. That's what he meant to say. Somebody was trying to push his friend, urge this friend. to eat a suda with him as a guest. Amrani said, "Koinim lebeis chusha eini nichnas, koinim that I will not enter your house. Don't push me to come eat by you. Okay, koinim I won't enter your house. Tipas soinen sheni time lach." Or he says, "Koinim I will not taste a drop of your cold water." Tipa is a drop, soinen is cold, cold water usually. Zakta Mishnah. Mutal ikonis lebeisa, he can come into his house. Velishtas imen utsoin, he can drink his cold water. What do you mean? He said, koinem lebeis chosheini nichnas. And he said, beferish, tipas soinen sheini time lach. The answer is, shleinis chavin ze el lishum achila ushtia. When he made this neder, he was responding to the pressure the other person was putting on. Come eat by me, come eat by me, come eat by me. No, koinem, all right? Koinem lebeis chosheini nichnas. Tipas soinen sheini time lach. That's his response. What he meant to say is, I'm not going to eat by you. He didn't mean it literally. They'll never come into your house or have any cold water from you. Lamaisa says about Tanur, an interesting thing. He could even come and eat and drink by him. Why? Because Lamaisa, he never said out the words, Echilo Shsia. In order for the neder to take effect, you have to say it out with your words. You can't create a neder with your thoughts. It says, Kechol HaYotzei MiPiv Yasa. And because he never says out, I won't come and eat and drink, even though that's what he means when he says I won't go into your house or drink your cold water. So Lamai said, no neder is chal over here. The cold water and entering the house, that's not what he meant. And the eating and drinking, he never said. So basically what we had in our Mishnah is different cases how what you hear is not necessarily what has to happen. If he says, koinim shenina hena lachimeinat above anoyte lebenecha kar echad shal chitin ushtechavi yeshal yayin. There's a way to undo this neder without going to a chacham. His friend can say, you only meant it for my honor. It's my honor that I support my children. Incidentally, why did he say it this way? Oh, koinim, if you don't come, take these gifts for your children. How come he doesn't say koinim if you don't take the gifts for yourself? So the Torah says, Yomtiv brings one shot. It's more becoming of a person. No one likes to take gifts. Take a gift on behalf of your children, that's like easier. The Ritva says, he's trying to say like this, for you, I should give you more, but for your children, at least take this, even though this was a lot. A kur of chitim and two barrels of wine is not a small gift. So again, but there's a way of undoing the neder. You can say, look, I know what you said, I know what you mean. What you mean is, you want to give me honor. It's my honor not to take. The other way around, if he says, koinem shatin heneli, if you don't come and give my son a karecha chalchit, neshtechavi yashayayin. So Rameir says, no, over here, the neder goes into effect. The Chachamim say, even here too. The one who made this neder can say, look, you know what? It's as if I accepted it. If they were trying to push a person to marry his niece, and he says, koinem shi nehenes li li'aylam, or a person divorces his wife and he says, koinem ishti nehenes li li'aylam, they could have enough of him. They can eat his peanut butter and jelly. What they can't do is marry him. That's what he meant. Somebody was pushing his friend to come and eat by him. And the man says, koinem lebeis cho sheni nichnas. Or he says, even cold water, sheni time lach. He asks on himself, going into this person's house, or drinking even cold water from him. You should know he doesn't mean that. He means to say, I'm not going to come eat by you. It's just, he's being a little dramatic over here. But he can go into his house. He can drink cold water. And as we explained from the Batanura, really he can eat and drink by him. Because Lamaisa, he never set out he's not going to eat or drink by him. That's what the Batanura holds. Some Rishonim hold away the Rosh. The Nambam, whoever disagrees, he says he can go into his house and drink water. But no, according to the Rambam, he can't eat the Suda there.